Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity, privilege I have to be back with you again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today. I tell you, I just can't thank God enough for an opportunity to come and to share the Word of God with you and to speak the words of life, speak the words of the Lord Jesus. I tell you, that's what it took for me to be saved. That's what opened my eyes up. That was the Word of God. And I'm thankful that the man of God stood in the gap, made up the hedge, and he preached the gospel. He preached it, and I heard it. I received it. I tell you, I believe what I heard. I tell you, by faith. I tell you, faith come by hearing and hearing by the Word. And I tell you, I began to listen. I mean, I needed help. I knew I needed help. I know I was disturbed. I knew I couldn't help myself. I didn't see no way out. But I'm thankful when I heard the Word of God, when I heard the message of salvation, and when I heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, I tell you, that just gave me hope. And I realized I was lost. I realized that there was a man called Jesus who died for my sins, that took my sins. He took what I had coming, my punishment, my pain, all the ordinances that was against me, all the handwriting. The Bible said that he blocked it out and he nailed it to his cross because he died for me. He died for me. He took my place. He went to hell for me. I tell you, the Bible tells me he died in my stead. The Bible said he died and he gave up the ghost. He gave his life that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And he went down in the heart of the earth and he got the keys of death from the devil. And I tell you, he paid an awful price for sin. But I tell you, what I had coming, he took it. What you had coming, he took it. I tell you, he nailed it to his cross. He paid the sin debt. I tell you, he paid the price for sin. And I tell you, if you go to hell, the Bible said you'll go as an intruder. Hell was created for the devil and his angels, and Christ came that man could be redeemed back to God and be reconciled back to God. And I tell you, the Bible said God was in Christ. I tell you, God, the Bible said Jesus was God in flesh. And the Bible says that God got in him. God was blessing and using him. I tell you, he's God in flesh. The devil likes to try to complicate it, but I'm going to tell you something. God is a Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, when you get saved, you receive all three. And the Bible tells us in this life, while I'm living here, there's the Spirit of the living God. There's the Spirit of Christ that dwells in my heart. I tell you, it's the Holy Spirit. It's God's Spirit. I tell you, they're all one, but yet they're three different individuals. I tell you, the Bible said God got in man. And then the Bible said his name should be called Jesus, and he shall die for the sin of the world. He's the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And therefore, when Jesus was went on back to heaven, back to his Father, to sit on the right hand of the Father, the Bible said the Father sent back the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ unto all that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved, and they shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so he sent back the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, today I'm thankful I serve an almighty, holy, righteous God that knows everything. It has all power, heaven and earth. And I know I can put my faith and trust in him. I can put my soul in his hand and not have to worry about it. I know he's the keeper. He's the Savior. He's the keeper. And I tell you, I'm thankful I serve him. He's my Lord. He's my Savior today. And I tell you, I don't want to serve nothing in this life. I don't want to run after nothing. I don't want to go and partake of anything that God is not pleased with. I want to serve my Lord and Savior. I want to please him. I want to do his will, not my will, not the will of my flesh, but the will of the Lord Jesus. I tell you, Jesus did the will of the Father, and I want to do the will that God has for me. I tell you, I want to preach the Word of God. I want to be instant in season, out of season. I want to study to show myself approved unto God, right dividing the Word of truth. I want to love precious souls. I want to win them. I want to pray them in. I want to love the brethren. I tell you, I want to be in one mind and one accord with the brethren. I tell you, and God's family. I tell you, I know I'm saved. I know I have the Spirit of Christ in me. And I tell you, it is God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Just like my pastor's preached for years. Like he said, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. And I tell you, I have all of that. I mean, I've got the fullness of the Godhead. I mean, in my soul, I tell you, one day I'm going to heaven. One day I'm going to see it all. I'm going to be with Christ, and I'm going to see Him. And I tell you, I'm going to be able to behold Him for myself, and I'm not another. I'm going to behold Him, and I'm going to worship Him and serve Him. And I'm going to be able to see all the splendor of heaven and all the things that I understand and all the things that we... I tell you, just all of it's going to be made known when we get to heaven. And I'm looking forward to that glorious day. That glorious day. What a day. What a day that shall be when Jesus comes. The Bible said, I tell you, when He comes and when we look upon His face, the One who saved us by His grace, when He takes us by the hand and leads us through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. That's coming, a wonderful, glorious day. There's coming a time when Jesus Christ is coming out of heaven itself right on down. He's going to speak. He's going to come and cry. He's going to call the names of His people. The trumpet's going to sound. And the Bible said the dead in Christ arise first. We which alive remain shall be caught up together with Him in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. We're going to meet the Lord in the air. And I tell you, we're going to heaven. We're going to leave this old world behind with this old wicked world and Satan and all that we have faced in this life. All this is going to be done away with. Thank God there's going to be no more death, no more sickness, no more pain, no more devil, no more sin. I tell you, I'm looking forward to that day, that glorious day when He comes back. I don't want Him to come back just right now. I tell you, there's a lot of work needs to be done. There's the will of the Father I must do. There's souls I must win to God. There's souls I must pray in. I tell you, there's much labor that I must do. And so do you, my friend, if you say, you must labor. You must pray. You must win the loss to Jesus Christ before it's everlasting too late. It's coming a day when it's going to be too late to work. It's going to be too late for people to pray, to be saved. It's all going to be over soon. And what we do, we better do it quickly. The Bible said today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off to tomorrow because we don't know what tomorrow holds. You see, we can't boast ourselves upon tomorrow. We can't say tomorrow we'll do this or that within ourselves because of the fact we don't know what it's going to bring. But God does, and we can know that we can trust Him. And if it be the Lord's will, we'll do such and such. But I tell you, we just don't know. This could be our last day on earth. This could be the last day. I tell you, this could be the time, the coming of Christ. And when He comes back to get His church out. And then pure hell is going to break loose. And the tribulation is going to come. I tell you, the Bible tells us that in the book of Revelations. And when John saw these things that God told him, Jesus told him to pin down and write the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, He was faithful in that. And I'm thankful that He was. I'm thankful we have the book of Revelation. I'm thankful we have all the books, the 66 books of the Bible, the King James Version, God inspired, that God gave, as the men of old, the men of God spake as they was moved by the Holy Ghost of God, the Holy Spirit of God. And we had those scribes, and we had those that took the Word of God that was spoken and penned it down and made record of it. And I'm thankful that we have it today. We have the 66 books of the King James Version, and all of it is good. All of it I find to be true. The Holy Ghost bears witness with my spirit. I tell you that I am a child of God. And only that the Bible that I read and the Bible that I study is alive. It's not a dead book. It's not dead words. It's a book of power, and it's the words of life. And I know it. I've experienced it. And people are too late to tell me that it's wrong. People are too late to tell me that the King James Version's not right. And they're too late to tell me I'm not saved. I know I'm saved. I know where I'm going when I die. And I know God is in control. And I know this Bible is true. The Bible said, let God be true and every man be a liar. And that's exactly what it's going to be. All is going to stand before Him one day. And I tell you that His fire eye is going to look upon them. And I tell you, all liars, the Bible said, going to be cast out into a lake of fire. All liars, whoremongers. It talked about all of these sin that's in the flesh. All that basically that will not receive the Lord Jesus Christ will die eternal death, and they'll die in sin and go to hell because they rejected the Son of God. We were all born a sinner. We were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. I tell you, we come forth speaking lies. We come forth with a depraved nature about ourselves. And I tell you, as a child gets older, they begin to learn. And I tell you, you see the rottenness in the flesh. I tell you how the flesh is. And that's the way it is. And I tell you, everyone that's born in this world must have to be saved, must be born again, be born from the Spirit of God. They got to have the Spirit of God Almighty born in them. And I tell you, for them to live and to walk with God. And I tell you, to walk with Him, walk by faith, not by sight, not by the fleshly things, not to walk in the flesh, not to be carnal minded, but to be spiritual minded. And the Bible said, and being just, try to please God. That's what the Bible said in the book of Romans, chapter 8. The Bible said, for they that after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. The Bible said, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. You must be saved. You must be born again. You must have this spiritual birth. And if Christ be in you, then the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. The Spirit is life because of Jesus' righteousness. The Bible said, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. He's going to quicken our mortal bodies. He's going to change us. We're going to have a bodily change. We've already experienced, we that are saved, the Spirit of adoption. We've already received the Spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We know that He's our Father. We know that we're His child. We know we're a son of God. We're a child of God. When we get saved, when we have this Spirit of Christ, I tell you, the Bible said we know that we're His. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. Therefore, brethren, He said, for if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. He said, by the Spirit mortify the deeds of the body, the flesh, not following the outward man, but following the inward man, the one that's been born of God, the one that's been born of the Bible said of Christ. I tell you, we've been born and be born and be brought into the image of His Son. Being born again from the Spirit from above, the Spirit of Christ, the Bible said, dwells in you when you get saved. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. If we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye do through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many are as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. My friend today, when you get saved, when you really get born again, I tell you, that Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that you are saved and that you do have the Spirit of living God and that you're going to heaven. If you have doubt, you need to get down and really pray and ask God to have mercy upon you. Most of all, to save your soul. If you've never been saved, well, my time's come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name and amen.